So, how do you decide between cyber skills and cyber certifications? So, early in my career, I came from the telecom industry. Wasn't given a lot of opportunities for training certifications. So I kind of took that mentality to cybersecurity. It was kind of like a chip on my shoulder. So I was determined. I knew certifications was kind of like the do-it-yourself way of gaining skills. You didn't have to rely upon anyone, didn't have to ask for training, didn't have to ask for a budget. You could self-study and get those opportunities. So for me, certifications at the beginning of my career, especially at the beginning of my career, at least in my mind, the mentality, the empowerment it gave me, the confidence that I didn't have to ask somebody for this. I didn't have to wait for a budget. I could put the work in, test, and get the certification. So that definitely helped me at the beginning of my career. So definitely that's why I had that mentality at the start of my career. And then it kind of became like an addiction. Like I gamified it, got a bunch of certifications. Now I did get certifications based on what job I was doing at the time, what specialty in cybersecurity, what I wanted to get better at, what I wanted to concentrate on. And I always say this to people. I'm big on certifications, or have been throughout my career. My saying is, don't be paper. Don't just go through that test, memorize, quick memorization, get the certification, but you don't know what it's about. You can't perform the skills when you get on the job. I'm about labbing. I'm about getting the skills. While you're doing a certification, I'm about being whatever that certification says I can do. Best believe I'll be able to do it. And that's the way everyone should think. throughout my career, like I said, I kind of gamified it, kind of had fun with it. But I always backed it up with the skills. Want to give a shout out to a guy. Follow him on LinkedIn. I've been following him for a couple years now, Boyd Clewis. Boyd kind of preaches the skills over certification, not kind of putting that importance on the certifications, because that's not what's gonna, it may be what gets you the job, kind of that HR red tape gets you through that. And that's a good reason to maybe have certifications, especially if it specifically says a certification and you're trying to get that position. But Boyd kind of preaches that. You got to have the skills to keep the job, and I absolutely agree with him. And he kind of has a different mentality than I've had over my career, and I'm kind of starting to switch my tune. Like, don't even worry about certifications. Now I know he has a few in it, and I think his thing about having the certifications was when you get with a job and they have the budget and they offer to pay for certifications, hey. Why not get that certification? Why not get that training paid for by someone else and you don't have to pay for it? They're investing in you. Great opportunity to get certified. I absolutely agree. And I'm starting to adopt that mentality because I'm 10 years in cybersecurity. I'm kind of getting out of that need certifications, the letters behind your name. So I'm kind of getting out of that phase. I don't have my CISSP. Yes, I will be honest with you. I do want that one. So that one I'll probably definitely be getting. I may get a few more technical ones, but I think my days of actually kind of chasing the certifications is over. So talking about how to decide between cyber skills and certifications. I mean, my parting thought on that is, I mean, whatever you decide at the end of the day, bring value. bring value to the company that you work for, bring value to yourself. If you're a business owner, you're a cybersecurity consultant, bring the value to the client, be able to do the job. So I think that's really what it boils. I know we could have this debate forever, but I think the end point is whatever you decide to do at the end of the day, bring value.